Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment starring Elvis Presley.
What a voice.
Joseph or it no, wasn't
that one
Trisha.
Wasn't me. No.
That was Trisha.
And we're on, of course, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. Who likes Elvis Presley? Kathleen, you like Elvis? Oh, she likes Elvis.
Doesn't he just have a great voice? Oh, I'm sorry. His voice is just like...
It melts in your mouth.
I wouldn't know.
What was that about? Okay.
Eminem. So you've never had Eminem? Forgotten. Hey, you sound
Look away.
He has been practicing.
Look away.
It's not bad.
He's
giving me the Elvis eye right now.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, well, don't call me baby.
All right.
No, don't call me all right.
Okay.
All right, well, that, of course, was Elvis Presley bringing us into this segment.
Yeah.
With Dixie.
That's a pretty good song.
Yeah, we're going to hear another part of that song, Battle Hymn of the Republic, going out of this hour.
Oh, did you do the one in 1814, I took a little trip down the...
No, that one would be a good one, though.
Yeah, remember that one?
But what would that have to
do
with
the 4th of July? That's just like a folk song.
What does Dixieland have to do with the 4th of July?
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do.
I don't know either, but it just sounds appropriate.
Okay.
And a big shout out to all of our Periscope viewers. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for watching. And
you know what? I know we're going to be moving on, but I did want to say that I thought that The Purge gave you many, many, many new songs to add to your
songs. To my Purge playlist.
Your songs made scary.
You know, I was thinking of that
horror films because I was like, one of my favorite songs that I used to hear my dad sing to my mom.
You were singing in the audience.
Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Yes.
And it's a...
I know. That was a great scene.
I was like, no.
That was a great scene.
Don't do that to one of my favorite romantic songs.
And they did do it.
And then did you see the trailer for Ouija?
Yes, I saw that. Is that a sequel to the...
Yes, it is,
Ouija?
And there's a song that's played in that that's made scary by...
Yeah, actually in the trailer, same thing, and I was like, really? I like that song too.
See, this is a phenomenon. You heard it here first from Joseph J. Erdo, KBHX 1480, Breakthrough Entertainment. All right, so what are you laughing about? But
you sound like Elvis even talking.
I thought he was turning on his Dave.
Can you get on the table and dance
Dave.
Like Elvis?
I thought
and
hello,
leave the room?
Hello, and thank you for calling Movie Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1.
Now I know what you do
for
all day.
The BFG, press 2.
Yes, the big friendly giant.
Yes, the big friendly giant. By the way, again...
Who is the actor of the big friendly giant?
Of course, it's Mark Rylance, who was the spy
in
Steven
the
Spielberg's
yeah,
The Bridge of Spies.
The Bridge
yes.
of Spies. And he was so awesome in The Bridge of Spies. And I have not seen the BFG yet, but the picture of him.
Yes.
I was like, look at those kind eyes and that nice, sweet smile.
And you love eyes.
I do love eyes, but I love women's eyes. Let's clarify that. I love women's eyes.
Well, what can
not,
you tell
not
the
men's
difference?
Men's eyes, women's eyes.
What if just they cut out a paper?
The women's eyes on later.
Yeah.
And I love the women's eye too.
That was good.
Yeah.
But what if it was just a paper mache, whatever, and the eyes were sticking out? Could you tell a woman from a man's eyes?
Of course
eyes?
I can. I can.
How do you
I could,
tell?
I could see into their soul. I see the whites of their eyes.
Wow. And I doubt it.
Okay. We'll play that game.
There are some men that have really beautiful eyes
that
they could be a woman.
Oh. I said thank you too prematurely there.
I think I know exactly some eyes that I really like.
Which one?
He just asked for a picture.
No. All right. So that's...
Oh, yeah.
All right. Baby. All right. Squirrel time. It's time to turn away from Periscope.
All right. The BFG, Ruby Barnhill, plays a young girl who encounters a big friendly giant played by Mark Rylance. Of course, he's kind of computer generated in a way, but that's his voice and it's still his appearance and everything like that, all the motion capture and stuff like that, who, despite his intimidating appearance, turns out to be a kind-hearted soul that is considered an outcast by the other giants because, unlike them, he refuses to eat children.
Yay!
This is based on a book by the same author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Mm-hmm. Roald Dahl.
What does he eat?
What does he eat? He eats stink-cumbers or something like
what
that.
What is that?
They're like this weird cucumber type thing that stinks.
Where can I get it?
In Giant Land.
Oh, is that at one of the grocery stores?
That's the name of one of the grocery stores, actually. But
there is a Giant, or they used to be.
There is
right?
Giant. You're right.
Is it still there?
I think there might be.
I don't know. Yeah.
But
I like Quarter Pound Giant Burger.
Where'd that come from?
That's the giant I like. Because remember in Oakland, Quarter Pound Giant
that's
Burger?
Right. Oh, yeah. You have to be there to appreciate it.
Que rico, que rico, que rico, que rico.
She's matching your characters.
I know.
This is going to be close.
I know.
Can you what's that girl, the Char or...
Charo?
Yeah, can you do that one?
Or Vera Farmiga?
Here we go.
Not Vera, Sofia Vergara.
Here we go. Or one of them.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Oh, she can do that.
Okay.
Oh no, that was isn't that Charo?
Now you say coochie, yeah. coochie, you coochie, save that for a little bit later on
but you
tonight.
Have to
okay.
Your butt when you say.
Leave the role playing for later.
Okay.
All right. So.
Should I put the whip away?
Yeah, put that away as well. And the other thing. All right. So.
What other thing? No, that's not portable.
The BFG. This is directed by Steven Spielberg. So you got the guy that
Steven Spielberg,
the guy who's made so many amazing movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who's
has.
Responsible for the movie that made me want to be a film critic and made me love movies, Jurassic Park.
That's the one?
That is the movie that made me want to do what I'm doing right now.
And you were not in college yet?
No, I was a kid.
You were a kid at
yeah.
once?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I thought you grew up like...
You thought that I just...
I thought you hatched.
Okay.
Okay, there you are.
But anyway... I threw him off,
ladies and gentlemen.
If you have Steven Spielberg and then Roald Dahl, the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, should be a home run, right? Home run.
Probably.
Some people like the movie, some people don't. I'm on the latter side of the fence.
You
there.
Don't like it.
I didn't like the BFG. I thought that it was too cutesy, too pretentious. There was just too much in one spot. The BFG is just saying all these messed up words, made up words. Well, I'm trying to think of some of the things.
Gobblefunk?
Yeah, gobblefunk. I mean,
what? I use that.
You use gobblefunk?
Of course I do.
Where? On your body?
No, not on my body, in someone else's body.
Okay. Well, but...
Why would I use it on my body?
I don't even know what gobblefunk is.
Oh, well, if you did, you would know the answer.
I'm sorry.
You're not prepared.
You know what a gobblefunk is, give us a call. 602-252-1480. On second thought, maybe we don't want to know.
No, it's probably the people I put it on.
Rumpeldumpus. Rumpeldumpus. Rummy Tot. Whiz Popper.
Whiz Popper. I know the Whiz Popper.
Hippodumplings.
But you haven't experienced
Delumptious.
No, I haven't experienced the Whiz Popper yet.
Delumptious Dave. I'll call you Delumptious Dave.
Well,
and
I like
Splitswiggled
better, but...
and Humbug and Human Beans, B-E-A-N-S, Beans.
Joseph the Whiz Popper Erdo.
Rummy Top.
Rummy Top. You've done that, haven't you?
Jiggy Raps.
Come on, you've done it. What?
Jiggy Raps.
Don't bring up Richard Gere. But you've done the first other one?
The Rummy Top.
Yeah, you've done that, right?
Of course I've Rummy Topped.
No, Tot.
Tot? Tot?
Oh, like tater tot.
Oh, I love tater tot.
With cheese and bacon?
Yeah, the poutine.
What is
scumping? Oh, my God.
What is scumping?
Scumping?
Oh, he can't
we'll have
say
to talk
that
about that
there.
Off
that,
the air.
That involves...
And what are figglers?
And we...
Well, that's if you're born...
I'm just
going to
have dump you guys.
And
have you ever been spitzwiggled?
I have.
I believe
no,
that.
No, in my dreams only.
Was it Delumptious?
Oh, yeah. I won't say much more about that. They changed that
And
word.
There was a...
This is a Disney movie,
Pop
and these are all
that.
Words from the movie, just so you know.
Are they
Yes.
Really?
This is a kid's movie.
This is
yes.
a Disney movie?
It's a kid's movie.
It's a kid's it's, movie. It's about yeah. a big friendly giant.
Oh.
Then that's what I'm saying. That he says all these words, and it's just ridiculous, so cutesy.
I wasn't being bad. Okay.
Yeah, and there was
he's just joking.
And there was a scene that involved someone flatulence. I'll just say that.
Well, you can't say that.
You can say flatulence, but I'm saying that in the movie it
I
was
think
highly.
You could even say fart.
Yeah, but
I don't think you can.
But
say
we won't.
That.
We won't dwell on it. My point is the movie dwells on that, and that
you've
it's
been bad.
Made a really big scene in the movie.
So you're saying it's just a bunch of hot, stinky air?
It's just tasteless. It's just tasteless.
Well, I hope it's tasteless. Although you
not
said
the,
stinky cabbage or stinky
stomper,
cucumbers.
Though.
The Wompy Stomper, the rummy
Rummy
Tot.
The gin rummy.
Yeah, and the Whiz
I don't know. Does gin
popper.
Have a taste? What?
The Whiz Popper.
Well, that could be delicious in certain times.
What about the hippo dumplings?
I don't even know what dumplings?
My point is, the movie is a little bit too childish.
Now, well, is it for kids, though?
It is, but the thing
then
is, you have to appeal to adults as well, because who's going to bring the kids?
But also, do you want your kids thinking there are giants that eat kids and that he's an anomaly?
Yeah, and if you're going to send your kid off to see this movie exactly like that.
And then they'll need psychologists for the next 72
years. Yeah, and they're going to be using these words, and you're going to be like,
then they'll grow
don't
up
use
to purge.
These words anymore. Yeah, they'll grow up to purge.
Then we'll have a really good discussion in a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're talking, we're building an audience.
So I really did not care for the BFG.
Oh, okay.
I will say that I saw it with my mom. She really liked the movie.
She liked it.
Yeah, she liked it. But I thought that it was just too cutesy, and I was bored watching it, and I pulled a Dave.
You fell asleep?
Started to.
Oh, my God.
I started to pull a Dave. I started to fall asleep, but I also almost started to fall asleep in The Purge as well.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
I think he's been doing extracurricular activity.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No.
Tired lately?
I heard him on the radio at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You did?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So the BFG, I'm giving the BFG 2 stars.
But your mom is giving it how many stars?
I think my mom was about 4 stars. I think she's
really?
Wow.
Yeah,
she was really
between
liked
four,
it.
3 and 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe
can she call
actually
in and talk to I went.
No. I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear another opinion if your mom really liked it and you didn't.
She's
because
busy right now.
Because sometimes you don't like things that I like.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. There's some people who
I mean,
might
you gave
really...
the purge. You gave the purge 3. A 2, and I gave it
no,
a 4. I gave it 3.
Yeah,
right.
So I gave Purge 3. So again, the BFG, it might appeal to some people. By the way, I'll ask one of our Periscope viewers, Savannah, are you a banana? Because I find you appealing.
Savannah banana.
That's right. I like that. Very funny. No, that's funny.
That was cute. That was cute.
You stopped laughing immediately. You've been rehearsing this. Okay, are we going to hear one of your characters later?
We probably could.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Yeah. All right. So, Elvis is going to bring us into our break with Battle Hymn of the Republic, Elvis Presley. Glory, glory. Come on.
Come on,
Trisha. I know you like this.
I know.
Hallelujah.
But I love to hear this.
Oh, then I'll just lip sync.
Yes.
I got the lip. Look at this.
He
does have the
lip. I see you move the boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, get on the table. But face Kathleen and Eric, though. No, she says no. Oh, my God, he's facing me. This is really... And this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Live, 1480 AM, KPHX.
It looks
Elvis
like you're going
Presley.
Through convulsions.
Yes, it does. And we'll be right back with more of Joseph.